This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, October 13th. Well, we had quite a day yesterday in the grain space with the crop report being released, showing some surprises for corn and soybeans, but fairly neutral for wheat. Soybeans had an increase in their ending stocks of about 135 million over last month. Most of that was expected from the an increase in the carry-in from last year. But it was 20 million over what the trade was looking for. So of course, soybeans took a pretty big hit. Also, yields were higher than expected at 51.5 bushels an acre. That was up 0.4 over the estimate and up 0.9 over last month. Total production at 4.448 billion. bushels for soybeans, that was up 33 over the estimate, up 74 over last month. So soybeans took the biggest hit. They were immediately down 30 cents and pretty much stayed there the rest of the session. For corn, a slightly negative report there as well, with the yield estimate at 176.5 was 0.2 over the estimate and 0.5 over last month. Total production at 15.02 billion bushels was up 46 over the average estimate and up 23 over last month. For ending stocks, a 1.5 billion bushel carryout, that's up 68 over the estimate and up 92 over last month. So there too, getting some bearish numbers for the corn space. In wheat, however, ending stocks at 588 million bushels was up 4 over the estimate, but down 35 from last month. That is the lowest ending stocks figure since 2007 and 2008. And of course, that was right in the middle of the biggest bull market that we've seen in history. So here we are again in the wheat space. And this is largely driven by the disastrous spring wheat crop in the northern plains of United States and the Canadian prairies. Still affecting us, obviously, but just completely changed the dynamics of the wheat space. You know, we had a decent hard red winter wheat crop, you know, good soft red crop. The rest of the northern hemisphere was looking okay, and then just absolute disaster hit in the northern plains in spring wheat country, in spring grain country for that matter, at least small grain country. And then of course we had the very disappointing Russian harvest, where yields and production were far less than what the trade is looking for initially. So just in the matter of a couple months, the wheat market not only has changed its own fundamental structure significantly, but kind of the whole grain complex, where now you've got wheat pricing itself out of the feed grain market. That helps corn, but it's really standing on its own now, where it was basically a follower of a bullish corn and soybean market. Now it's completely on its own and driving the grain space forward. In world wheat production, they left Argentina unchanged at 20 million tons. Australia also was unchanged at 31.5. Canada, they took down another 2 million tons at 21 million. Russia left unchanged at 72.5. And of course, the U.S., with the drop in production, down 1.3 million tons to 44.8 million tons. For U.S. wheat, they took production down to 51 million. They took imports down 10 million from the difficulty in importing any spring wheat from Canada. They took feed use down 25 million with the rise in prices and the more plentiful corn around than expected. They expect to see the fourth quarter feed consumption of wheat drop significantly. Even though the first quarter was up a lot, the remaining of this marketing year will be down significantly. So ending stocks are down 35 million bushels, and again, sitting at 580 million bushels. So here we go. You know, we're looking at a market that I think is in the beginning stages of a longer-term bull market. It's probably going to take more than one season to replenish these supplies, especially if you don't get a big jump in winter wheat acres, which, you know, it's hard to say that you would. It was still pretty dry across the northern plains during seeding season, so it's hard to say that you would get it from the northern plains. Southern plains, last year they increased winter wheat acres, but you've got plenty of other crops that are competing for that space, especially corn and soybeans, and especially in the eastern part of the southern and central plains. We'll just have to wait and see. But if we don't get them, then it takes yet another cycle, which is next fall, and you don't get that production until 2023. So you could easily make the case that this is going to be a long-term issue that the market has to deal with. But again, I think that wheat is in a long-term bull market on its own. It doesn't matter what corn and soybeans are doing. We need to have a good winter wheat, at least a production season that starts off with good winter wheat establishment. And I think we're going to get that. We've got some very nice rains coming across the southern plains, central plains, all the way up into the northern plains, in fact. And that's going to stretch into the western Midwest. It's a huge system dumping a lot of snow and blizzards, actually, in some of these northern locations. But it's going to also bring much needed moisture to these regions and at least get the winter wheat off to a pretty decent start across much of the southern and central plains. The far western plains, dry, and you know, we're looking at above normal temperatures after the storm moves through for the next couple weeks at least. That's what NOAA's got on tap. But either way, I think that the bottom line is wheat is in an upward trajectory. We do have the southern hemisphere harvest coming, and it's starting. We've already started in Argentina with the very early stages, and Australia as well. Those crops will be hitting the pipeline here in a few weeks, and that could subdue the upside momentum of the wheat market, but I don't think we're going to see much more pressure. We came down to support, so we snapped off of it, got an outside day higher. I think the market's going to hold here. And if nothing else, go flat during the harvest of Argentina and Australia, but ultimately start to work its way higher again as we get into later into the fall and into the winter. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.